now be recorded.
Screen, it does show it's on, but you can't hear me?
Cameras, can you check the line and see if maybe you can do something on your side?
There's nothing I can do on this end. It's his volume is down.
Okay. Are you communicating with him?
I'm trying to.
I'm not getting audio.
Let's go ahead and get started. I'm assuming he can hear us, or maybe he can't. Let's see.
I don't think they can hear us.
Okay, thank you.
Wait one second.
Thank you all for your patience as we work out the technical difficulties. Do you think he's in?
He's there. It's just he might not be able to hear us, but you can just start the meeting and we'll see what we can do from there.
Okay, why don't you ask him to call in if his computer's not connecting, please?
We'll work on it.
Let's call to order our meeting today. This is a meeting of the Fire Technical Advisory Committee. Today is August the 9th of 2023, and it is 10:02. We thank you all for your patience as we work on the technical difficulties. Let's begin by calling roll. If TAC members could please answer by saying here. We know that the chairman's on the line, so Mr. Shipper, we're going to go ahead and count you as present. Hamid Bahadori.
Here.
Joe Belcher?
Here.
Doug Carter?
Here.
Elijah Flowers?
Here.
Shane Gerwig?
Here.
Jeffrey Gross?
I'm here.
Ray Marker will not be with us today. Pete Schwab?
Here.
Sal Marrero?
Here.
And Mr. Marrero, did we pronounce your name correctly?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. I am Marlene Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting today. We also have on the line Mo Madani, Tom Campbell, Justin Hammers, Jim Hammers, Justin Vogel, Sabrina, Rick Bimbo, and I think that is all of the staff. If I've missed anyone, please speak now.
Yeah, Marlena, this is Brad Schiffer. I am online now. The volume was at zero.
Okay, thank you. So you hear us well. Very good. And we've already counted you as here, Brad, on the roll call.
Thanks. Good.
Do we have any other guests on the line who would like to be acknowledged for the recording? You would unmute your phone if you wish to speak and let us know that you're on the line. Thank you. Hearing none, we'll move forward. We'd like to approve the agenda, TAC members, as posted. We could have a motion, please, in a second.
That's your move approval.
Gerwig, second.
Belcher and Gerwig, all those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. We'd like to review and approve the previous minutes of February the 23rd, 2023, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
That's your move approval.
Kent?
Gerwig, second.
Thank you. All those in favor of the previous minutes as posted, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Our order of business today is to consider and discuss the following declaratory statement, DS-2023-00033, by Ron Anacirico of Accent Closets. Staff analysis today will be provided by Justin Vogel. Justin, are you on the line?
I am. Good morning, TAC members.
This is Christopher Atari. I'm a touch late.
Thank you, Chris.
Alita, could you try muting your your mic for a second? I'm getting some odd feedback when I'm speaking. Thank you. All right, good morning, TAC members. So the summary of this issue is the petitioner states that the City of Pompano Beach Building Division is requiring them to install an automatic sprinkler system at the facility where it has manufactured custom cabinetry for a number of years without any such sprinkler system in place. Based upon the division's interpretation of various Florida building code provisions, petitioner also states that the division has asserted that the addition and replacement of shop equipment at the facility must comply with the Florida Building Code and requires a permit. Petitioner seeks a declaratory statement from the Florida Building Commission on a number of code interpretations that have been made by the local enforcement authority, which the petitioner disputes. Their specific questions regarding the code interpretations are found in staff analysis on the agenda as well as the petition itself, so I won't read through those. But I will go into staff's adjusted answer. The petitioner is requesting that the Florida Building Commission review and potentially overrule interpretations of Florida Building Code provisions that have been made by the City of Pompano Beach Building Division. Section 553.7753C of Florida statutes provides a specific means and process for the review of local enforcement authority interpretations of the Florida Building Code, and that's through the Commission's binding interpretation process. This requires a local appeal process to have been exhausted, and then a panel of building officials from the Building Officials Association of Florida would hear that petition, and after the binding interpretation has been issued, that could subsequently be appealed to the Florida Building Commission for further action. This process provides the exclusive remedy for addressing request review local interpretations of the Florida Building Code or the Florida Accessibility Code, and accordingly, it would be improper for the Commission to issue a declaratory statement on these disputed matters. Furthermore, the petitioner's inquiry is not prospective in nature, but rather involves a dispute that has recently arisen over actions that occurred in the past, and the courts have stated that a petition for a declaratory statement which seeks approval or disapproval of conduct which has already occurred is properly denied. So because the petitioner is asking the Commission to review interpretations of the code by a local enforcement authority, and because this petition is not prospective in nature and involves conduct which has already occurred, I recommend that the TAC recommend that the Commission decline to issue an answer.
Thank you, Mr. Vogel. Do we have Mr. Anacirico or representative of Accent Closets on the line? If you wish to speak, please unmute your line. Mr. Abrams, are you on the line? Hearing from no one, do we have the building official on the line, Mr. Michael Rota? With that, TAC members, do you have any clarifying questions for Mr. Vogel?
Ms. Peters, Shane Gerber.
Yes, go ahead.
Ms. Peters and Mr. Chairman, I don't have any clarifying questions or anything at this point. I think the situation is fairly clear. So, Mr. Chairman, will you entertain a motion at this point?
Mr. Gerber, I think that we might want to open up to public comment like we traditionally do before the TAC takes action, but probably get there soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Belcher, I have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Belcher.
This facility is in the Broward County area. I'm wondering if Bora has heard this and ruled on it at all. If it's been taken to Bora yet, the building, their Board of Rules and Appeals, the Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals.
Hey,
Mr.
Belcher. Yep. Go ahead.
Sure. I can say that I spoke with the petitioner's attorney. He did indicate that they have initiated the local appeal process. I did explain to him how the binding interpretation process works. I noticed that someone from Bora seems to be logged in right now. They may want to comment on it, but the short answer is the appeal process is ongoing at the local level as far as I've been informed.
Yes, this is Mo Madani. I did get a call this morning from Broward County staff saying that this is before their appeal board.
Thank you, Mr. Madani. Mr. Schiffer, were you trying to speak?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the counts from the TAC? If not,
I would add to Mr. Gerwig's motion that the local appeals process has not been exhausted on this particular issue.
Let's hold on the motion just a moment till we get any other public comment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Is there anyone from the public who would wish us to speak at this time with questions or comments? I see no lines unmuted. Back to the TAC for discussion and or Mr. Gerwig for a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Peters. Mr. Peters, Mr. Chairman, Shane Gerwig, I'd like to make a motion that we uphold staff's recommendation and forward that to the Building Commission because the process wasn't followed in this particular case. That's my motion.
I second that motion, Marrero.
Do we have an addition by Mr. Belcher?
Yes, I'd like the motion to read to show that the local appeals process has not been completed on this, and it is in process. I believe statute calls for local appeals process to be exhausted before the commission can rule.
Ms. Peters, Mr. Chairman, I'll add that amendment to my motion.
Thank you.
No issues with that on my second either.
Thank you. And that's Mr. Bahadori with the second.
Marrero with the second.
Marrero, thank you. TAC members, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to uphold the staff recommendation and including that the local appeals process has not yet been exhausted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. Any other TAC business to be brought forth today or any comments from the TAC? Anyone from the public with questions or comments? Hearing none, it is now 10:14. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time and have a good afternoon and a good day. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, guys.